In 1974, Jack Unterweger was in prison for murder. However, during his prison stint, he became somewhat famous for writing poems, short stories, and an autobiography titled Purgatory, or The Trip to Prison, Report of a Guilty Man. His autobiography would even be required reading in some schools. By 1985, several prominent figures in Austrian journalism and writing industry saw this as an example of a reformed prisoner and started campaigning for his early release. After he was released, after serving the minimum sentence in 1990, he became a minor celebrity, even hosting TV shows about criminal rehabilitation. But not long after this, he couldn't control the urge to kill again. Welcome to History's Biggest Villains. Jack Unterweger was born on August 16, 1950 in Judenburg, Austria to Teresa Unterweger, a Viennese barmaid and waitress, and Jack Beggar, an American soldier whom she had met in Trieste, Italy. She was also rumored to have worked as a prostitute. She was arrested for fraud while she was pregnant with Jack. She was arrested again in 1953 and Jack was sent to live with his grandparents. His grandfather would often use him to assist in stealing farm animals. During his adolescence and young adulthood, Jack turned to petty crime, which escalated to assaults on prostitutes in the area. From 1966 to 1974, he was convicted 16 times for charges such as theft, pimping, and sexual assaults. He only spent a few weeks out of this 8-year span out of jail. I wielded my steel rod among the prostitutes of Hamburg, Munich, and Marseille, he later wrote about his youth. I had enemies and conquered them through my inner hatred. In 1974, Jack killed 18-year-old German citizen Margaret Schaefer by strangling her with her own bra. When he confessed to the murder in 1976, he said that he viewed Margaret as his mother, causing a rage to come over him. The jury didn't buy it, however, and he was sentenced to life in prison. While Unterweger was in prison, he started writing. He wrote poems, short stories, plays, and eventually a wildly successful autobiography titled Purgatory, in which he mediated on the Dante-esque idea that he was between heaven and hell, neither dead nor alive, but rather undergoing punishment in hope of redemption. It became a bestseller, leading the Austrian writing and journalism industries to campaign for Unterweger's release, saying that his writing demonstrated his rehabilitation, I guess. In 1985, Austrian President Rudolf Kirchschlager refused the petition as it was presented to him, citing the court-mandated minimum of 15 years in prison. Writers, artists, journalists, and politicians agitated for a pardon. Some schools even used his book as required reading. Unterweger was released after completing the 15-year minimum term for a life sentence in Austria. Many politicians and church leaders welcomed the move. As the governor said, "We will never find a prisoner so well prepared for freedom." With the goal of a new resocialization program in the justice system and a dream of a prisonless society, Jack Unterweger became the poster child for criminal rehabilitation. After his release, Unterweger went on a national tour discussing his books on various television and radio shows. He was a celebrity in Austria, buying a Ford Mustang and donning designer clothing for his press tour. He became a working journalist and reporter, and he even reported on the later murders that he committed. The body of Blanka Bakova was found floating in the Vltava River near Prague, Czech Republic. Her body was found covered with leaves with a set of gray stockings tied around her neck. Friends had seen her the previous night getting drinks. When they left shortly before midnight, they noted that Bakova was walking with a man in his 40s. 7 other women in Austria went missing shortly after Unterweger's release. 39-year-old Brunhild Masser, 31-year-old Heidi Hammerer, 35-year-old Elfried Schrempf, 23-year-old Sylvia Zagler, 25-year-old Sabrine Moitzel, 25-year-old Karen Aroglu-Sladke, and 32-year-old Regina Prem. All of these women were found strangled with their bras, and it was clear to Austrian police that a serial killer was on the loose. Because of its elastic bands, a bra by itself was already a sufficient tourniquet to strangle someone. But the killer made a cut in the shoulder strap and reconfigured the bands and straps to be able to use 3 ligatures and tie the nooses at maximum tension. Such constriction of the carotid arteries, which ultimately compressed the victim's neck by several inches, allowed the killer to methodically control the pace of strangulation and draw out the torture. August Schenner was a retired investigator at the time of the murders. He told the Austrian police that the circumstances of the deaths reminded him of a killer that he had caught nearly 20 years ago. That killer was none other than Jack Unterweger. In fact, Unterweger had established himself as a key journalist investigating the recent string of prostitute murders. He even interviewed Vienna's chief of police and wrote newspaper essays about the deaths. We should be glad there is a red light district, he reported. The dead women in the Vienna woods are another argument for why society should do more to provide security for prostitutes. Jesus Christ, dude. As the police began to close in on him, Unterweger was hired by an Austrian magazine to write an article on crime in Los Angeles that focused on the differences between the Austrian and American perceptions of prostitution. While on his trip to Los Angeles, Unterweger went on ride-alongs with the LAPD and gave them insight on catching killers. He checked into the infamous Cecil Hotel, obsessed with the dark underbelly that Los Angeles had to offer. Unterweger was certain that he would meet a producer interested in developing one of his stories into an American movie. On July 11th, 1991, the body of a murdered prostitute showed up in Los Angeles as hikers discover her in the Malibu Hills. The cause of death for the victim, whose body was infested with maggots, was asphyxiation due to ligature strangulation. Less than 5 years removed from the reign of the Night Stalker Richard Ramirez, the LAPD were on guard. Two more murders followed, one of them on 7th Avenue, only blocks from the Cecil Hotel. The victim was 22-year-old Shannon Exley. The murder weapon was Shannon's own bra, tightly garroted in a way detectives had never seen before. Police in Graz eventually gathered enough evidence to arrest Unterweger, but he had fled by the time they raided his home. After law enforcement agencies chased him and his girlfriend Bianca Marek to Switzerland, France, and the United States, he was finally arrested by U.S. Marshals in Miami, Florida on February 27, 1992, as he was collecting wired money from a Western Union bank. While still a fugitive, he had called the Austrian media to try to convince them of his innocence. Unterweger was extradited back to Austria on May 27, 1992, and charged with 11 murders, including one in Prague and three in Los Angeles. During his trial, some women wept during the proceedings, believing Unterweger to be an innocent victim. Other women testified to his unsettling behavior. Eventually, several factors, including his lack of an alibi, led to Jack's conviction. The jury found him guilty of 9 murders. Based on a psychiatric examination, Austrian psychiatrist Dr. Reinhard Haller diagnosed Unterweger with narcissistic personality disorder and presented his findings to the court on June 20, 1994. 9 days later, Jack was sentenced to life in prison without parole. He knew this time around there was no chance of pardon. Only a few hours after his verdict, Unterweger hung himself in his cell at the Graz-Kralau prison. He fashioned a rope out of his shoelaces and a cord from his tracksuit and made a noose using the same neatly crafted ligature he'd used to strangle his victims. A government spokesman later called it his best murder. Wow, that's cold. At the time, I genuinely believed that Unterweger was a reformed man, said Peter Humer, a staunch defender of Jack during his first prison stint. But now I feel I was deceived, that I am partly to blame. Yeah, you are. 9 more women died because people like you wanted to cape for a man who wrote a book. Yes, he wrote a book. That means he's reformed. He wrote a book. What type of correlation is that? You got people in prison that have skills that they can learn on the inside that they can do on the outside. That doesn't mean that they're reformed people. Just because I learned how to weld in prison doesn't mean I'm a reformed guy. Like, I don't know what, I guess they were trying to be loose on crime. Like, they wanted to be like more, oh, we're not going to be so harsh on criminals. It's more about rehabilitation. If somebody is raping people, there is no rehabilitation. If somebody murders someone, there is no rehabilitation. You can't rehab someone who has an extensive record of sexual assaults against women and also has killed women before. What are you going to tell him? It's only a matter of time before he does it again. And the fact that when he got out, he's reporting on the same murders that he committed himself, that's just more of an ego boost. Like, how good must he have felt? Oh, I'm reporting on this dead body, but I'm the one that killed her. Like, you know, that's some type of ego boost for him. But I'm just kind of confused how you thought writing a book was equivalent to him being reformed. Like, you were pressing the governor to get this man out of prison. For what? Oh, he's the one. This is the proof that the system works. He's the one. But then he kills 10 other women after he gets out of prison. All of you got duped. And I think he knew how to finesse the system. And the fact that in Austria, a minimum prison term is 15 years for murder. Like, you can kill someone and be out of prison in 15 years. That's just unbelievable. That's so unbelievable. That's really ridiculous. Like, well, he knew that he was going to have to rot in prison for the rest of his life. That's why he killed himself. He didn't want to. He didn't want to be in prison. But if you didn't let him out, it would have only been one victim. I mean, you know what I mean? One murder victim. I don't understand that. I'll never understand how you let somebody out just because they wrote a book. That just seems really wild to me. But Thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate all the support you guys are giving this channel. Leave a like, hit that subscribe button, turn on my post notifications if you're new. I appreciate all the support, man. I really do. But thank you. Have a great day. Stay on the grind. I'm out. Peace.